All right, we are joined by one of my absolute favorites on the line, and Steph's going to reveal some information about me, and it's probably going to get awkward at some point here. Mm-hmm. Kane Brown.
Yay!
What's up?
Hey, Kane. Thank you so much for joining us on such a busy weekend. We know you have Summerfest tonight. What do you want to say to the crowd coming to see you tonight at Summerfest?
I just want to say I hope you guys have fun and get to forget everything that was going on in a week. And we love you guys. Thank y'all for coming out.
And I will say something to the crowd as well. Much like looking at the sun, do not stare directly at Kane Brown. He's too attractive. It's going to burn your eyes out. You need to have a welder's mask or maybe poke a hole in your ticket and look through that right there. If you see too much Kane Brown, that's going to get you. That's how hot Kane Brown is.
Aldean will tell you that's him you're talking about.
No, not Jason Aldean. So we need to reveal something to you, Kane Brown. Jackson has a man crush on you. He thinks you're the hottest thing. So my next question to you, is there a celebrity or just an average day guy like a Jackson Jones that you think is a good looking guy? Like, I'd like to have a bromance with him. A
couple of straight guys. And the only reason we can't throw a little love at another good looking guy.
That's right.
I gotta keep my dignity, bro.
See, I've already made it awkward. I've already made it awkward with Kane Brown. Now we're not gonna be friends. That's great.
And now, Kane, whenever you're joined by another radio show and they ask, "What was the strangest question you've ever been asked on a morning show?" You can say that. We are so happy you're here, Kane. What are some of the things you've learned from Jason Aldean on being on the road with him for Summerfest tonight?
Jason's just really good on interacting with the crowd and making them feel loved and involved, and I've kind of took that under my belt.
Okay.
How crazy is it? Because as an artist, people don't know that, but you've been grinding for a little while. But
correct.
In the last 2-3 years, and last year especially, things have gotten crazy for you. How crazy is it? Do you ever sit back and look in the mirror? But again, not too long. do you ever sit back and go, "Man, my life has just gotten nuts"?
Not really. You know, I kind of just went into it, and I've adapted to my lifestyle pretty quick, and I feel like I'm going to be the type of person that once it's all over, that's when I'm going to go back and say, "Dang, like, why didn't I enjoy that?"
You know what I mean? Okay.
Go back and enjoy it, because right now I'm too busy on working on what's next, what's new, and just staying relevant.
Speaking of new, heard that song with Marshmello that you just put out, the EDM artist, phenomenal. I'm not an EDM fan, but the two of you guys, you mesh well like a s'more. That's great. The Marshmello joke.
Thank you.
Okay. And Kane, we've been sending today's Q106 Radio family up to Country Boom near La Crosse, July 13th. We're getting ready for another show with you. Now, that's a big country festival. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. I love festivals.
What do you love most about festivals?
It's just, different fans from all over. Mm-hmm. Like, all over from artists, and you just kind of get to make them yours. You know what I mean? You get to win them over.
That's great. Now, last time you were in Wisconsin, you were kind of here a little bit undercover, at least in our area.
That's
you were
right.
At Tyrol Basin skiing, and then I had some friends take a picture with you over at the local bowling alley. Now, while you were here, did you try cheese curds?
I did. I had I think I had over 100 cheese curds.
Oh, okay. So, because usually, like,
what?
You hear guys.
You had over 100 cheese curds?
That's great.
Yeah, I was just eating. We were at that little ski lounge.
Yeah, Tyrol Basin.
That's a cool little place. I'd like to go back. It reminds me of my wife's old hometown.
That's great.
Yeah, we just sat at the bar drinking and had a lot of cheese curds.
Now, we don't have any snow now, as you know, because you're here. But we do have plenty of cheese curds still all year round. So you can hit another 100 and you can probably sweat it out on stage.
I don't know if I'll do it again.
You get a little logy after that.
You have to have deep fried cheese curds next, Kane. Kane Brown joining today's Q106 morning show. Jackson and Steph getting ready to see him at Country Boom near La Crosse. Kane Brown, I know your personal life is about to get even more busy becoming a new dad soon. So how are you going to balance your personal life, your onstage life? Do you guys already have kind of a plan when baby comes?
Yeah, I already got a the little baby backpack that you can hold them in. I'm going to take it out on stage.
Yes!
That was exactly what I was going to suggest. What you should do is get your own Kane Brown Baby Bjorns going on. You guys love selling merchandise. Why not? You know? That'd be a great idea.
Awesome.
Well, we're very excited for you. And we were just sharing recently on the show, you know, parenthood fails, the vacation horror stories. I took my three young babies camping and all the mess behind the scenes that you don't post on social media. Any mess photos from your tour that you're like, don't post that on social media. People don't understand that part of our tour that you could share with us now?
Not really. Everything that we do out here, I could possibly put on Instagram, but it's funny because, like, artists that don't know me or, like, people in Nashville, they would go to Riders, and my buddy Josh came out here with me to write some songs, and everybody was like, how is it like out there with Kane? Is he just, like, a partier straight 24/7? I don't know. It's wild. People think I just party all the time.
Because of what you post on Instagram, they see you as just a party animal, but you're like, well, that's not really the case. You're just seeing what I post on social media?
I'm an old soul, I promise you.
Okay.
After I get off show, I'm playing cornhole and going to sleep.
And going to sleep.
Yeah. You know, hey, you know, like you said, you're working hard, so you got to stay in good shape.
Yep.
You can't be burning yourself out. You got to keep going, churning and burning. We love that. And you're putting out hits, and we love hearing it. What was that?
I'm getting in that daddy mode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get all the sleep now while you can before baby comes. You're a smart man, Kane Brown. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy Summerfest. Enjoy Country Boom. And thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You have a good day. Later.